You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the very lovely, the very talented Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Christy?
I'm doing good, Dan. Boy, I missed all those times where you made me blush when doing it over the phone.
Yeah, I couldn't see a blush in the phone.
I know.
We should have done, we should have did those Zoom things.
Yeah, oh,
have you? I bet you did a lot of those.
Zooms. Kind of done with Zoom, I hope.
I can say that I was never on anybody, but I saw a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, spied on a lot of them.
I had to actually do a couple of home walkthroughs where the buyer was on Zoom and I walked through it for them.
Oh, with your phone?
Yes.
Really? How did that one okay?
It was just somebody who just couldn't leave, but they were kind of looking for something. And I walked through and mm-hmm. they were like, hey, can you show me that closet? And I'd, you know, bring it up close to the, it was funny. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. Did you wind up selling it to them? I mean, did you ever sell a house?
I did do one.
Through Zoom? Okay.
Over a Zoom, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'll bet we should sometime maybe talk about how the pandemic changed the way you do business.
Oh, yeah, that's a good topic.
Because I will bet it did change it quite a bit.
Yes. That one I sold, they were actually on spring break. It was last March, and I called them about the house. So that wasn't Zoom because of the pandemic, but just because they were out of town. But still, they bought it, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's a future topic. Well, how are sales in your office this week, Christy?
It's been pretty good. We actually had two of our listings sell and sold a new construction in Cottage Grove, and I think one other buyer sale. So we've been a busy week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard, talk about Cottage Grove. There's got to be a lot of homes being built up there.
Yeah, I had this one buyer who they were thinking of buying next spring, and they were thinking about building. So I said, well, let's take a Saturday and go look. And so I pulled up every builder kind of for what they are, and then they narrowed it down to about five. And then we went, looked at models, and they fell in love with one, and they were building the model that they want, and it's already kind of pre-planned out a little bit, so it makes it easier, and they don't have to wait till next July or August to get in. They can get in March. So it's already kind of started and super mm-hmm. great. It's been awesome.
Wow. The reason I say that is Mo did an interview with the new Prescott city administrator, and he was the assistant city administrator in Cottage Grove.
Oh.
And something caught my attention while I was listening to it on the air is he said, you know, the difference in sizes of Prescott and Hastings and Cottage Grove. And he said, like, over in Prescott, they did 40 new building permits.
Mm-hmm.
Hastings had about 80, and Cottage Grove had close to 800.
Oh, they are just booming.
I mean, does
over
that
there.
Sound? I was like, wow.
I wish Hastings was growing a little faster, but, you know, Hastings has always wanted to be small and mm-hmm. grow slower. So
yep.
I'm just happy there's some new construction going on.
Well, that in 80 has to be a lot compared to the last few years, though.
Yes, and, I'm thinking so.
800.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
Well,
so does that keep the prices down in Cottage Grove because there's plenty of housing?
You know what? I feel like they're a little more competitive over there because there's more to pick from.
Okay.
You know, it's actually competition is good for the community, I think,
mm-hmm.
and to keep prices down. So I think they're very much in line, if not, I hate to say, even a little better than Hastings right now.
Okay.
For some of the builds. Yeah.
Okay. So that, when you're saying Cottage Grove and building and stuff, I remember that number and I thought, wow.
Yeah. I hate to say we've lost some people from Hastings to go over there, but we have.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because of all the new construction and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you folks sell homes up in that area, too.
Absolutely.
How can folks get a hold of you, Christy?
My cell is 651-216-4676. You can call our office at 651-437-2121. Or email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com, and that's CHRISTY.
There you go. Well, Christy, let's get into our topic of the week. And this is an interesting one. Should you sell or update your house? What makes sense?
Well, you know, it really depends. I think that some people feel like there's just too much to do in their house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've actually had two people who built in the last 2 years who had gotten to that point in their house where they would have had to start replacing the decks and the flooring and the cabinets and the everything. And they both end up building new and sold it and did pretty well. You know, yeah.
Did they have to fix all that stuff up?
No. Okay. I mean, you know, if you're selling something that's just kind of dated, it's getting to the end of its age, you're not going to get as much for your house as a brand new house. But they were thinking of the money they were going to put into it. And they just said, you know, it makes more sense just to start there. So it really, I mean, they, in my opinion, one of them started over with an unfinished basement now where they had a finished basement.
Okay.
So, but they got everything new and what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one, you know, a few people, what they would do. You got to look at the layout, you know, like I've had some people that have thought of updating theirs, but will the layout work for them over the long run in the first place? I mean, those are the things you got to look at. It's like, if you're in your, you know, late 60s, 70s, are you going to update a house that's a two-story where your bedroom's upstairs or a split entry? Or do you just do a few minor things to sell it and then move into something
single
that's
family,
one level? Yeah. You know, I think a lot of times people wait, sometimes they wait too long to get into a one level. I mean, my mom always said that she was so happy that they moved to a one level when they did, because she felt she was too young, but my dad was 7 years older than her, and so he was happy, and at first she was like, I feel too young for this, you know, old neighborhood is what she kind of would say. But then she had bursitis in her knees, and she was like, oh, I'm so glad we moved, you know. And the other thing she always said to me was, I don't want to have to make the decision to make a move because something happens to one of us and then it's hard to move. I'd rather make the decision while we're both happy and get settled into something we can enjoy together.
That's so, a good, healthy way to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, one scenario. You know, the other scenarios are sometimes people just, you know, want to do some updates in their house. And they're like, is it worth doing these updates? Am I going to spend too much, you know, or should I move on? My last house, I actually was in for 17 years. And it was a nice rambler with a big yard. And we had this great yard and set up. But when you start having two kids that are in your bathroom, you know, and stuff, it was like we kind of were like, do we update? But then if we update, we can't make the kitchen any bigger, and we're kind of stuck with this little kitchen, you know.
Okay.
Would have been blown out walls and probably too cost prohibited. And I remember a friend of ours who did construction said when we were getting a bid to redo the bathroom, the basement, it was coming in at like $30,000. And I was like, yeah, well, we were going to add this closet. And I mean, you're going to, it's expensive, you know, if you're not handy and can't do these things yourself, you know. And he was like, why don't you guys just buy a new house? And here I am, a realtor, you know, duh, that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago, we did, you know. And I'm so glad we did, because now as the kids become teenagers, they have more room and room for their friends and more bathroom, you know. But you have to kind of weigh the pros and cons of it. You know, I mean, we're in a two-story now, and I thought, oh, gosh, as we get closer to it, my husband's in his mid-50s, and I'm 50 next year, and I'm thinking, why didn't I buy a one-level? You know, and I'm thinking, well, here we bought a two-story because we had kids later in life and wanted the two-story because it's good with kids and room. But, you know, we made the decision, you know, now that we're going to stay for 10 or so years. And so then we're going to update it to what we want it to be, you know. So there's things to talk through in this, you know. I even do it myself.
Well, you can always get it, put an elevator in the house.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I'll just get one of those chairs that go up when I'm 70 and...
Yeah, one of those scooter chairs, or what do they call them? Yeah, they go up the side.
I know. I say to my husband, okay, this is our 10 to 15 year plan. You know, I'm not going to stay in this house for 5 years, but I'm not going to stay in it till I'm, you know, 75 either, because it is a two-story. So, you know, you got to kind of think the different stages of your life and what fits for you. So, and I do keep a list of, like, contractors that whenever somebody uses somebody, I put them on my list. And so if I have past sellers or buyers call me all the time and say, who would you use for this? Who would you, you know, so I try to keep a list. I've got movers, I've got pod companies, I've got, and I just did a remodel myself and had my kitchen cabinets refaced instead of.
Now, refacing, what did they just put a different.
New doors.
So they don't use the old doors and put something on it. They
brand
just put
new doors.
Okay.
And then they put like a formica skin over the cabinets.
Okay, when the doors are off.
Yep.
And put the.
I have pictures of it.
Really?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay.
Because I mean, I love my house and there's nothing wrong with oak, but my house was too orange for my liking.
Okay, yep.
And so I, you know, sat there for 5 years and kind of like, how do I mute this color I don't really love? You know, how do I, you know, I've looked at many options, and being in real estate, you see a lot of houses, you know, and my husband was anti-white cabinets, so I had to come up with something that kind of fit and melded for the style now, and I'm waiting for my new backsplash that's going in the end of this month, and then I'll put pictures on Facebook of my before and afters, but I have a feeling I'm going to have a lot of people ask me about it, because it just looks like a different house.
So what kind of cabinets did you put on if you couldn't do the white?
They are... it's actually called Dusk is the color. It's kind of a darker brown with a little grayish tint. It's really pretty.
Okay.
And then, you know, so they're maple cabinet fronts and then the skins. And, yeah, so they, and we'd already put in nice countertops when we moved in 5 years ago. So we didn't have to do that. So it really, it probably was about a quarter of the cost of new cabinets.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. It was it took me a while to figure out what to do.
And then I suppose they're done so professionally nowadays that people don't even, they think that they came that way.
Yeah. They look beautiful. And they put soft clothes on them too when they put the new cabinet doors on. So I've got the soft clothes now, which is awesome. So, I mean, that I have a lot of sellers who are like, you know, I just am trying, you know, do I paint them all? But then you got to paint them white. I mean, what other color do you paint them? But this this is
a new...
But
white isn't bad for a kitchen,
is.
I don't think.
It looks beautiful, just, and that's the style. My husband was just not... I did get a white island.
Did you?
But I didn't get the cabinets white. He wouldn't let me. I was like, oh. So we compromise, but I actually love it. It's quite, it's a different look. So, but there's, they have a lot of, and I really like, if somebody, you know, wants some advice on who I used or whatever, please let me know.
Yeah, you would have a whole stable of those kind of people.
I know. I know. And I've got the greatest painter of trim in the world now, and he's a very busy guy, and I was able to secure him. So I don't want to say his name here quite out loud, but he's awesome. And I will, if somebody wants to reach out, I'm happy to pass on names. So.
And how can folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676. And you can also email Christy Hill or Christy Lundby at edinarealty.com. Lundby's just a little harder to spell. So either way, you can reach me, or you can call our main office at 651-437-2121.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Christy Lundby Hill from Edina Realty of Hastings. What other ideas? I would think, before we go there, I would think it, being a realtor like yourself, and you kind of alluded to it, you know, you see a lot of different, like, say, kitchen cabinets and stuff. How do you keep from not remodeling every couple of years?
Right. You know, it took me 5 years, honestly, to figure out what I wanted to do, because
but that's good self-control.
It was. Well, I had to kind of, you know, some people do this, some don't. Every year we plan a project in our house, you know, smaller or bigger. Some years are a couple thousand, some years a little bit bigger. But, you know, I think it's, some people wait and then they sell and then they have to put stuff into it. And it's like, I want to enjoy it while I'm there.
Right.
So we just plan to have a small project every year. We did a little landscaping last year. I think our deck is going to be next year. I mean, so they're big projects right now. But, you know, our house is 20 years old. So it's built in 2000. So it's a nice house, but it's not today's style. Although now it looks, I'm just saying, you know, yeah. I'll put those pictures on Facebook at the beginning of November once my new backsplash.
You'll have to let me know so I can see that.
Absolutely. So, but yeah, no, it's a good idea. And if somebody wants to just have us out and think it through, like, does this house make sense to us? If you just want to like feed off somebody and kind of go, I was thinking of doing this, or we kind of have a 5-year plan or a 3-year plan and we're going to do this because we know this isn't going to fit us in a few years, but it's good now. We'd love to do a few updates over the next few years, wondering what colors you'd paint the walls. Would you do this? Would you do that? I am happy to share. I love doing that kind of stuff. That's like, I should have been like a designer.
Home
I
designer.
Love that stuff.
Well, like, and you've seen enough homes.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, 27 years, I've seen a lot of homes. Thousands. So, yeah. I mean, I kind of watch the ideas. You know, we had a seller recently who had renters in the house, and it didn't show the greatest. But we had our professional photographer come out and take pictures, and we just kept getting feedback like, eh, you know. And so what we did is the renters moved out at the end of August, and I said, all right, we need to, like, get a painter in there, put some new flooring, we'll stage it once their stuff's out. So we had a painter come in. I got a really good painter who's pretty cheap. A few of them I've got. And then we got new flooring in there, new carpet, and then they put a luxury vinyl planking in the kitchen, dining room, and then we brought in some staging stuff. Had our photographer come back out and take new pictures, put it on with the living room picture as the main photo instead of the old one.
Okay.
And upped the price $5,000, and I think they spent about $7,000.
Okay.
And it sold for over immediately with the multiple offers.
Isn't that something?
So all it is
a freshening up.
I mean, honestly, a buyer could have gone in there when it was priced what it was and probably come in and said, hey, I want to give you an offer for less, and they probably would have taken it at that point. But they didn't. Nobody could visualize. I'm good at visualizing. So if you want some advice on what to do to make yours more saleable, give me a call.
And that phone number is?
651-4, what's my number? 216-4676. I almost said the office.
You don't call yourself very often, do you? Everybody else knows
it. That's funny.
Or you can, of course, call the Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody in the Lundby Hill team.
Yes.
And that. Well, Christy, it's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
I want to thank you. I learned a lot. That's interesting.
I'll bring in photos.
And yeah, to see how that looks, because I didn't know how they, you know, they put new skins on. I just thought they destroyed, took everything off, but it doesn't.
It's amazing.
It is. Have yourself a great one, Christy.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Our realtor, Christy Lundby Hill. If you want to get a hold of her, call her on her cell phone at 651-216-4676. Or you can call the Hastings office at 651-4437. That's 651-437-2121 and ask for Christy.